Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 18th. You'll be interested to know, 45 years ago, today in 1979, Mother Teresa, founder of a Roman Catholic order of women dedicated to the poor, and particularly to the destitute of India, was awarded the Nobel Prize for Peace. Her outstanding humanitarian work highlighted the profound impact of selfless service and brought global attention to the plight of the impoverished. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 33 degrees with 9 mph wind. The sunset will take place at 5:56 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:02. It looks like we're in for a sunny Thursday with a high near 54 and a gentle north wind at about 8 mph. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 41 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide will be just before 11:30, with the low tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a beautiful stretch of sunny weather through Monday, with highs reaching the upper 50s to low 70s. Nights will be mostly clear, with lows in the low to mid 40s. Light winds will generally be from the north and southwest. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, a retired Massachusetts state trooper, Tom McNulty, is urgently seeking a kidney donor after being diagnosed with kidney failure. Tom and his wife, Kathleen, were looking forward to retirement when, during a routine physical in 2020, doctors discovered his elevated creatinine levels. Now their home has turned into a dialysis center as they search for a living donor, which offers better outcomes than deceased donors. Despite their efforts, including outreach through social media and billboards, they have not yet found a viable match. Tom emphasizes, you can save a life, as they remain hopeful for a positive outcome. Everyone, please spread the word. Now on to sports. On Thursday Night Football, the New Orleans Saints, holding a record of 2-4, host the Denver Broncos, who stand at 3-3, in a game rich with nostalgia. Sean Payton will make his return to the Superdome, this time as Denver's coach, facing his former team now led by rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler. The Saints' defense, ranked last in the league, faces a significant challenge from Bo Nix and the Broncos' dynamic offense. Oddsmakers favor Denver by 3 points, with an over-under set at 46. Meanwhile, in baseball, the Yankees will face off against the Guardians tonight at Progressive Field for Game 3 of the ALCS, with New York leading the series 2-0. Clark Schmidt will face Matthew Boyd. Fans can expect a cool 58 degrees in Cleveland, with the Yankees favored by 1.5 runs. Last night, the Los Angeles Dodgers dominated the New York Mets 8-0 in Game 3 of the NLCCS at Citi Field. Shohei Ohtani's 3-run homer in the 8th sealed the win, while Michael Kopech delivered a stellar performance, securing the victory with 6 strikeouts over 9 innings. The Dodgers now lead the series 2-1, placing the Mets in a challenging position. Tonight, the teams return to Citi Field for Game 4, with Yoshinobu Yamamoto taking the mound against Jose Quintana. The weather in Queens is expected to be a brisk 55 degrees, and the Mets are favored by 1.5 runs. In local sports, tonight, Virginia Tech hosts Boston College at Lane Stadium, with the Hokies favored by 7. Virginia Tech aims to continue its dominance in this series, leading 20-11. Thaisel Tuten, with 9 rushing touchdowns, will test the Eagles' formidable defense, which allows only 104 rushing yards per game. Boston College's Donovan Ezeriaku, boasting 9 sacks, will play a crucial role. Meanwhile, the Bruins will not take to the ice again until Saturday in Utah. Last night, they secured a 5-3 victory over the Avalanche at Ball Arena. David Pastrnak and Hampus Lindholm each found the net within 13 seconds, propelling the Bruins past Colorado. Charlie Coyle and Johnny Beecher contributed essential goals, while Mikko Rantanen and Cale Makar kept the Avalanche competitive. The unbeaten Bruins now stand at 3-2, whereas Colorado falls to 0-4. In top news, the side effects of Ozempic, an injectable drug primarily used for weight loss, often garner attention. Commonly reported effects include gastrointestinal upset, nausea, and stomach pain, which typically resolve within days. However, some users may experience more serious issues, like muscle loss, which can impact metabolic health. Changes in menstrual cycles may also occur, likely due to weight loss rather than the drug itself. Less common but severe side effects include pancreatitis and allergic reactions. Pregnant or breastfeeding individuals should avoid this medication. Consulting a doctor about potential interactions and managing side effects is crucial. In business news, Bitcoin has experienced significant volatility this week, recently rebounding above $60,000 per Bitcoin after a sharp decline. Analysts at JP Morgan predict a debasement trade could drive further price increases leading into the U.S. election. Michael Saylor, founder and executive chairman of MicroStrategy, revealed his company's ambitious plan to evolve into a Bitcoin investment bank, aiming to acquire over $100 billion in Bitcoin. Saylor believes Bitcoin is the most valuable asset in the world and predicts its price could reach $13 million by 2045. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $67,100. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $155. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. In a groundbreaking study, scientists have discovered that mice may possess ultrasonic powers, using sound to manipulate nanoparticles and enhance their sense of smell. Traditionally, these rodents were thought to use ultrasonic vocalizations solely for courtship. However, bioacoustics experts observed that mice sniff after producing these sounds, suggesting a more complex function. This phenomenon, described as creating new pathways of information, could reshape our understanding of animal communication and provide insights into manipulating nanoparticles with sound. As Jessica Zhou from Harvard University notes, mice play a crucial role in biological research, potentially leading to significant medical advancements. entertainment news. Beta Film has unveiled a thrilling trailer for Rise of the Raven, an epic 10-part drama series centered on the pivotal 15th century Battle of Belgrade. The show will have its world premiere at MIPCOM in Cannes on October 22nd. Based on Ben Moore's novels, it chronicles the heroic Janos Hunyadi, who halted the Ottoman advance in 1456. Produced by veteran Robert Lantos, the series boasts an impressive budget, aiming for authenticity by honoring the era's languages. With stunning period detail, Rise of the Raven promises an engaging portrayal of history, treachery, and love. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Albanian humanitarian and missionary, Mother Teresa. And she said, "I have found the paradox that if you love until it hurts, there can be no more hurt, only more love." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.